Okay, Catherine, your turn. You're up at 11 o'clock.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the Issues and Reports section of the briefing book, beginning on page 295, is a memo that provides an update to the Commission on the status of rulemaking and requests the Commission's vote on the readoption schedule for a portion of its rules, and I'll briefly review these items for you. So the first is an update on Session Law 2019-198, Legislative Review of Regulatory Crimes. And at first read, this might seem like it wouldn't be pertinent to this commission, but that is, in fact, the case. Session Law 2019-198 was entitled Legislative Review of Regulatory Crimes, and it was approved in August of this year. And a copy of the law is included in the briefing materials. It's just a one-page law. It's on page 302. And there's two sections that impact the commission's rulemaking specifically that I wanted to mention today. Section 3 of this law requires all state agencies to submit a list of crimes defined and in effect or pending implementation that are in their current rules to the Legislative Administrative Procedure Oversight Committee, and that was due by November 1st. And so staff prepared that report and submitted it through the department in October. It does contain 143 current rules and 6 that are pending implementation for a grand total of 149. This represents about 40% of the Commission's rules. And 89 of these are also still subject to readoption per the periodic review and expiration that we've been talking about every meeting for several years. So in addition to the reporting requirements, which have been satisfied, Section 1 of the law added a new statute, and it has the same title, Legislative Review of Regulatory Crimes, this new statute does. This law requires rules that are adopted or amended on or after January 1st of 2020 that creates a new criminal offense or otherwise subjects a person to criminal penalties, and that's the key phrase, otherwise subjects a person to criminal penalties. These 149 rules in question of the Marine Fisheries Commission do subject a person to criminal penalties. So those rules must be treated as if the rule received 10 letters of objection. And what that means is the General Assembly is responsible for the final approval. This has a direct impact and causes a delay in the effective date of these adopted and amended rules. The Commission is currently in the process of readopting 2 of the remaining 89 rules that are on both the list of crimes defined in rules and that are subject to readoption, and the remainder of those are scheduled for readoption in the next few years. So the main takeaway here is that the rulemaking process is going to take longer for a significant portion of the Commission's rules, as I said, about 40% of the rules. So we have several laws that are affecting our rulemaking activities, the periodic review and now crimes defined in rules. And so it's just another layer of complexity to try to navigate to bring everything to a point of completion. So that was the main point in bringing it to the Commission's attention. There's no action. There's nothing we can do to change that. Those are the laws that are in place. So I'll pause there if there's any question or concern. That's a little bit out of the ordinary for material that we would normally bring to you. Okay.
Real quick, what do they call a crime?
So the only insight I could give to that, there was a session law in 2018 that only had a reporting requirement. And in that, it required a report to go not just to the Administrative Procedure Committee, but also to the Joint Legislative Oversight Committee on Justice and Public Safety. And so it was one of several efforts that were being directed to that group of the legislature. So I can only surmise that there are other things along those lines that the legislature wanted to examine. Yeah, the title sounds so onerous just at its first reading. Yes, sir. Any other questions on that piece? Okay. Unfortunately, we'll be hearing a lot more about it as I try to help us all navigate through the readoption process of the remaining rules. Okay. So an update then on the periodic review, and for the benefit of those listening online or some of our newer commissioners, just a very brief reminder of what the periodic review process is. And it was from Session Law 2013-413, and it was the Regulatory Reform Act of 2013. And it implemented new requirements that makes each agency with rules responsible for conducting a review of all of its rules at least once every 10 years in accordance with a prescribed process. And we touched on this a little bit yesterday in the delineation of waters discussion. So the review has two parts. The first is a report phase that has concluded for the Marine Fisheries Commission. And then it's followed by readoption of rules. An evaluation of the rules under the authority of the commission was undertaken in two lots. There's a figure on the second page of the memo that appears on page 296 that sometimes a picture is better to visualize all the moving parts here, but it depicts the process. So the commission had 211 rules in Chapter 3, which is marine fisheries, and of those, 172 are subject to readoption, and 164 rules in Chapter 18A, which is the shellfish sanitation and recreational water quality portion. And this commission is the body with the authority for the approval steps prescribed in the periodic review process. So on your agenda, there are two items related to the periodic review, and the first is an update on where we are in readopting the rules in Chapter 3. At your August meeting, you approved notice of text for rulemaking to begin the readoption process for the second package of four packages in Chapter 3, and both of these rules were at the commission's request. And it was the tarpon rule and the scuffle or standard commercial fishing license transfer rule. Those are the two rules in question. There's also a handout in your materials on page 304 that shows the steps in the commission's annual rulemaking cycle. So there's a public comment period from October 16th to December 2nd. And within that, we held a single public hearing October 23rd in Moorhead City. And Commissioner Boltes, thank you for helping us to administer that hearing. We did have four members of the public attend, and all four provided comment in support of the tarpon rule. In total, we have received input from 35 stakeholders. Just one email that was a person who did not support the scuffle transfer rule, and a grand total of 34 comments about tarpon, four of which were the in-person comments, 23 emails in support of the tarpon rule, six not in support, and one that just provided additional input. So the comment period is open through December 2nd, and so at your February meeting, I'll be bringing back the complete picture of all the input received and then present those rules for the commission's vote on permanent approval. Then the rules would be sent to the Rules Review Commission for its approval, and unfortunately, both of these rules are subject to the crimes defined in rules layer, and so from that point, they would be sent to the General Assembly. My estimate at when that could be taken up would probably not occur until the 2021 session. And so there will be a delay in the implementation of those rules based on the second layer of legislative requirement we have for the rule readoption. So I'll pause there on that. If there are questions or concerns, I can address.
Questions?
Okay.
Go ahead.
So we'll talk about that in February. And then the final item, which is the second of the two under the periodic review that's on your agenda, is an action item, and it is to vote on the readoption schedule for the rules that you have in subchapter 18A. And so now that the report phase has concluded, this is the next required step in the process. We've already done that for the Chapter 3 rules. There are 164 total rules that govern shellfish sanitation and recreational water quality that are subject to readoption, and the process of rule readoption is scheduled to begin at your May 2020 meeting. A list of all of these rules is included in the briefing material starting on page 298. And for the matter of the record here, I did want to include some of the justification of a recommendation for a schedule for readoption. There are several rulemaking priorities for the Commission to consider in its vote on the readoption schedule. There is a large number of rules subject to readoption, a wide variety of issues that are regulated by these rules, and in general, the fisheries rules are controversial in nature. The Commission does strive to undertake a single package of rules each year to assist stakeholders with anticipating changes and making informed decisions about continued participation in various fisheries based on those rule changes. The Commission generally meets only once each calendar quarter, providing 4 opportunities per year to take action on the rules. And the Commission is also currently in the process of readopting another 172 rules in Chapter 3, and there is interplay between the 2 groups of rules, so that adds complexity to the readoption process. As a result, and similar to what was approved for rules in Chapter 3, staff recommends the Commission approve a 4-year schedule to readopt its rules in 15A, NCAC 18A, by June 30th, 2024. If approved, the proposed schedule will be submitted to the Rules Review Commission for approval at its December 2019 or January 2020 meeting. Once the readoption schedule is approved by the Rules Review Commission, this commission will be ready to take action to begin the rulemaking process for the readoptions at your May 2020 business meeting. So to recap, staff recommends the commission approve a 4-year schedule to readopt its rules in 15A, NCAC 18A by June 30th, 2024. And that concludes the rulemaking update. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Catherine. So now we need to vote on the 15A NCAC 18A rule readoption schedule. Okay. Do I have a motion that we do this? Motion by Mike. Second by Pete. Okay, readoption schedule. Okay, any discussion on this? Mike.
Although I have no clue about the motion I just made, I want to just say that I appreciate Catherine quite a bit, and I want to give you just a little bit of recognition, because I think that your job, in my opinion, has to be one of the most difficult jobs in the division.
Absolutely.
And just before, you know, I just wanted to say that on record, because you are seemingly a very qualified individual at keeping up with all this madness that turns into numbers and all kinds of stuff. So I just wanted to tell you that I appreciate you, and every time you get up here and brief, I'm completely lost, but I have the utmost confidence.
You're not the only one.
I have the utmost confidence that you got it straight.
True words have not been spoken, Mike.
I'll just say thank you.
We do appreciate you, Kathy.
I'll just say thank you.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And we do need to modify the motion, the readoption schedule, as recommended by staff. Okay. Motion and second. Any other discussion on it? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes without dissension. Great. Catherine, thank you again for all you do.